Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
You've been paying the Social Security your whole life. You earned it. Now these guys want to take it away. Who in the hell do they think they are? Excuse my language.
With 1 week until the midterms, President Biden warned Floridians Social Security and Medicare could be on the chopping block if Republicans take control of Congress. Polls suggest the GOP will regain control of the House, and the margin in the Senate could remain razor thin. Democrats are making a final push to win over voters in the Sunshine State, which has been pivotal in recent elections. The Supreme Court has rejected South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham's bid to avoid grand jury testimony in Georgia over alleged election interference in the 2020 election. The senator must now testify by November 17th. Gabriel Sterling, an election official in Georgia, defended his and Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger's decision to certify the results of the 2020 presidential election.
Secretary Raffensperger and I'll speak for him to a degree, we're lifelong conservatives. Conservatives, real conservatives, are about defending the institutions.
Meanwhile, the High Court has extended a temporary block preventing a House committee from obtaining former President Donald Trump's tax returns. The committee wants to examine how the IRS audits presidential taxes. Trump is the only president in the last 40 years to not publicly release his returns. An anonymous woman is standing by her claim Georgia Republican Senate nominee Herschel Walker pressured her into having an abortion nearly 30 years ago.
In the Bible I read, say I believe in life. Because remember he said God gives us a choice. He is right about that. He gives you a choice, but God also tells you to choose life.
Two women have come forward in recent weeks alleging the staunch anti-abortion candidate pressured them into having an abortion. Former President Trump appeared on the Krista Gall radio show and spoke about the attack on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, calling the attack crazy, but not denying unsubstantiated claims surrounding the event.
It's a lot of bad stuff. I'm not a fan of Nancy Pelosi, but what's going on there is very sad. The whole thing is crazy. I mean, if there's even a little bit of truth to what's being said.
San Francisco Police Chief Bill Scott says conspiracy theories undermine the work of investigators and stress the theories are baseless.
We've spent a lot of energy just pushing back really ridiculous conspiracy theories to make sure that people stay focused on our team.
David DePapp, the man accused of attacking Pelosi, made his first court appearance Tuesday, facing multiple state and federal charges. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for Friday. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.